This is St. Louis Public Radio. You've probably heard that the federal government's spy agency, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, is located in St. Louis and opening its new Western headquarters in North City. But location intelligence isn't only being used for defense. Locally, the mapping tools are also increasingly being used by startups, nonprofits, and local government officials to solve problems in the community. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, the hope is to make St. Louis into a national hub for geospatial intelligence.
I'm standing in what was recently a vacant building, just north of the Lumiere Place Casino along the Mississippi Riverfront. Today, it's known as the Greencubator, and that water you hear trickling is the sound of the building blossoming back to life.
I mean, over here, basically, this is a modular vertical grow system.
That's James Hillis. He's one of the co-founders of Good Life Growing, an urban agriculture organization that's trying to reduce food insecurity in North St. Louis. He's also a doctoral student at St. Louis University, studying geospatial technology. He describes the mapping tool as a way to help people better understand the community around them, from where most crime happens to the best place to start a business. For him, it's a useful tool to help decide where to build new gardens.
I'm able to download prime urban farmland that overlaps with vacant lots throughout the city. That also, I can look at Louis supermarket access areas as well. So I can begin to understand different variables that associate with food insecurity.
Good Life Growing is one of many businesses in St. Louis that are increasingly relying on geospatial technology. The presence of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, with its 3,000 employees and $1.75 billion investment in a new Western headquarters, has helped fuel that. Otis Williams, executive director of the St. Louis Development Corporation, says it's a foundation for a growing geospatial industry.
Geospatial has a strong root system here in St. Louis, with the NGA being the real anchor for us. But there are a number of industry types and organizations that are already here. There are a significant number of jobs that are already here, which is why we call ourselves the center, because we are building off of it.
The local economic impact of geospatial is $4.9 billion, according to figures calculated by his office. Nearly 11,000 people are employed in the sector. A new partnership between the NGA, Bayer, and IT startup incubator T-Rex hopes to bring in even more jobs. Patty Hagen is the executive director at T-Rex, which is making room on its fourth floor for Geosaurus. That's what they're calling the new innovation space, which will open by the end of the year.
We can use geospatial as an example to compel workforce interest, to draw industry partners in, faculty researchers, curricula developers, and concentrate a lot of that activity so people can get to know one another.
The strategy for growing the industry starts with building an ecosystem, with startups like those at T-Rex innovating on technology, universities building up a talent pipeline, and major agencies like the NGA expanding their presence. City officials are hoping to capitalize on this network by bringing it into the national spotlight. During a recent event at T-Rex, Mayor Lyda Crewson announced that St. Louis will host the largest annual geospatial conference in 2023 and 2025.
Let's put the flag in the ground there. St. Louis is the nation's center for geospatial excellence.
That's at least how she hopes companies will begin to see it. Officials say hosting the conference and its 4,000 attendees will be a major recruiting opportunity. And it won't hurt to show off its new NGA campus, too. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.